Honey, oh honey, where are you? I haven't seen you all day today. Ah, there you are. And I see you already got the groceries. Do I get to know what you're going to cook for me tonight, or is it a mystery? Mystery again? Aw, you're no fun. Either way, I know it will come out delicious, just like last time. Dear, once you're done putting the groceries away, can you join me on the couch? You didn't do anything wrong. I've just missed your presence, that's all. That's my good boy. How about you brush out my tails while we talk? Thank you, love. You know how much I love it when you brush out my tails. You're always so soft and gentle when you do it. That's the good stuff. I know I never fail to remind you, but you have been doing an excellent job as my servant these past few days, sweetie. I know serving a goddess like myself is already a reward as it is, but I wish there was something more I could give you. I'll have to start brainstorming some ideas. I still remember all those years ago, when you came running into my shrine to hide from those gang members. You may have whispered a prayer for rescue under your breath, but for me, it was as loud as thunder. And once I saw how precious your face was, I knew I had to step in and help. After I calmed you down and wrapped my tails around you, you told me you had nowhere else to go. And on that fateful day, we made a contract I will never forget. And I got the cutest servant ever out of it. And you got a nice roof over your head and a hot meal every night. Although, I guess nowadays I'm the one getting spoiled with good food now. And how could I forget about all the wonderful work you've done around my shrine? Fixing the tattered floorboard, cleaning all the debris and dust. Even though I'm not the most known goddess, you've made me feel like I'm the only deity in the world. And really, when I think about it, when I have the perfect devotee taking care of me, your worship and dedication is more than I'll need in this lifetime and any other. That should be enough now. My tail feels amazing. Thank you so much, sweetie. Since you did an excellent job at pampering your goddess, how about I give you a little treat? Lay your head on my lap and I'll wrap my tails around you. You know, as much as you protest, I know you like it when I wrap you up in my tails. Such a good boy. I'll even scratch your head since you are so kind brushing my tails out. Looking at you now, your face is still just as precious, but also so handsome. I could just... Oh my, you've gotten so flustered. You weren't expecting all of this, were you? Good. You deserve some pampering too, and I'm going to be the one to give it to you. Aww, don't hide that pretty face of yours. Let me see it. There we go. I love gazing into those beautiful eyes of yours. I could just get lost in them for hours. Darling, I was thinking recently, and I realized that the contract we made all that time ago is a bit outdated. Before, it was because you were fending for yourself and I was looking after you. But now, you're the one who is tending to me. Making my every meal, brushing my tails, doing the laundry. Yes, I know I help sometimes, but I don't know if I can consider you my servant anymore. You act more like a house husband. I told you a while back that any debt you owed me was long paid off, and yet you've stuck around all this time. I'm beginning to wonder if it's out of gratitude or something else. Anyways, I want to offer you a new contract. One that is better suited for our relationship. In exchange for all the wonderful things you do around here, I want you to become my partner, and I, yours. Oh, don't look at me like that. You had to have known I saw as much more than my servant these past few years. The sudden increase of pet names, always offering to wrap you up in my tails when we cuddle on the couch, asking you to join me in bed. I mean, seriously, how could you have not known? I was waiting for you to make the first move, but I forgot how much of a shy, adorable boy you are. Oh my, I think I've put you in a flustered mess. You can't even respond. Well, take your time. I don't want you to rush your answer. You know I'll always be here, and so will my offer. Although it does come with one order. And that is, we have to have lots more snuggle time. Whether that's on the couch or in our bed is up to you. You said yes already? Oh my. I was thinking you were going to take a little longer to accept, but I'm still happy regardless. We are going to have to celebrate. Maybe I'll take you out on a nice date, or cook you a wonderful dinner while you get to relax. But for now, you're exactly where I want you, mister. So get extra comfy on my thighs. And let me melt that adorable little brain of yours with head scratches while you take a well-deserved nap so I can bask in how precious you are, my beautiful darling. What about dinner? Well, I can help you cook it after your nap. This is not up for debate. I'm cashing in my snuggle time right now. I don't want you going anywhere. Good night, sweetheart.